Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. All right, let's do a roll call here. McKenzie, I am present. Pork chop.
Present.
Liv.
Here.
Joe.
Crickets.
All right, so a lot of people have been calling up. Our phones have been blowing up. What happened to Joe? Where's Joe? We're going to be really transparent. So yesterday, we had a lot of fun, I will say, and I jumped on the bandwagon. We played Thriller not once, not twice. We played Michael Jackson's Thriller, what, 16, 18, 20 times?
Yeah, like 16.
And we just had fun. We kind of went rogue. It was our Halloween show. And then the boss said, hey, stick. So we have a playlist of music we're supposed to stick to. We did not stick to that, but we thought, whatever. It's funny. It'll be fun. And then the boss comes and he's like banging. If you were listening to the show, if you were with us on social media, you can check it out. He was trying to get in. And Joe was like, no. And he locked the studio door so our boss could not get in. So we all received this email. We had to head up to the conference room right after the show, which is never a good thing, right?
Right.
And then we received, so we go up and it was a very heated discussion. And here, I'm just going to read this. Should I just read this email that we got? I'm probably
sure.
Not supposed to.
Sure, I mean, you read it. I'm not reading it.
Okay. And then tomorrow, I might not be either. Okay. The subject says, Thriller non-compliance. It says, morning team, Joe is on a one-day suspension for his acts of insubordination surrounding the Thriller incident. Run Friday as a normal show. Producer Porkchop, you will run the initial operations of the show. Please let me know if you have any questions, program director.
So, now, here's the thing about Joe. Joe will do things and like make jokes that he thinks is funny, but he doesn't realize other people are being serious. For instance, he took a trip to Washington, like Oregon area, with his mother-in-law and his wife. And they were on the highway, and the mother-in-law was taking pictures of Mount Hood. But Joe, you know, thought he was being funny, and he was sticking his hand in front of the camera a couple times, and it actually led to the mother-in-law cursing him out. So the thing about Joe is he's like, oh, haha, this is funny, this is funny. I'm playing Thriller 15 times today. And the boss is like, no, Joe, don't do it. But, like, Joe can't, you know, he doesn't realize.
Right. So give us a call. We want your thoughts. Like, if you were enjoying it, just what you think. I mean, it's a one-day suspension. It's not like he's never coming back. He'll be back on Monday, hopefully. 833-563-2539. I think the problem wasn't that the Thriller, because we all were kind of having fun with that. I think the issue was, like, he locked our boss out of the studio when our boss was trying to come in.
And
I
honestly,
think that was the big... No, no.
I think, too, it kind of was all surprising as well because Joe is kind of like a play-by-the-rules kind of guy.
Yeah, like he does really, what he's told to do, typically.
Exactly, typically. So, like, I think this was really surprising, and I think almost maybe Joe thought that it was a joke. Like, maybe Joe really didn't think that our boss was that mad or something because, like, why would he continue to do it? I just don't think Joe realized that these were going to be the consequences.
Right.
Or that he was going to have any.
I know. It's a one-day suspension. And we're just being transparent. So that's the email. Joe got suspended for today. And that is why he is not here. And, you know, we did have a blast yesterday. And don't think we, like, threw him under the bus. I definitely stepped in. I said I thought it was great. People were having fun. Social media was blowing up. I had his back. And I thought this was a great idea. We had a great Halloween show. I think it was the locking out and with the insubordination term. All right, Ebony, hey, we have you on the line. Were you listening yesterday, girl?
I was listening all day yesterday because I heard Thriller 72 million times, so I thought it was great.
Okay, so you were a fan. What do you think of, like, Joe got suspended for one day?
I think it's crap. I want to write your boss a letter because that's not all right. Joe was having a great time. I'm pretty sure every city that you guys are in was having a great time as well. It's Halloween. Who doesn't like Thriller? Who doesn't like Michael Jackson? I think he has something against Michael Jackson at this point.
Do you think it was wrong of Joe to lock our boss out of the studio?
I thought it was funny.
Okay, so you're like, okay, so you don't think he should have gotten any heat and should not be suspended for the day?
I wouldn't say suspension. Maybe a talking to him, be like, okay, Joe, this is the difference between me playing and me telling you to be for real. Maybe right. something like that, but not a suspension. I think he took it a little too far. Yeah, Joe was just having a good time.
I agree with you. I think a written warning would have sufficed. But that we're just being transparent. We're glad you had fun with us yesterday because we all had a blast.
I had a blast, and I know we all did, and everyone listening, I feel like, did. But I am posting the email that our boss sent us about Joe's suspension. I'm posting that on all forms of our social media. It's at Joe and Mackenzie.
All right, DJ is on the line. DJ, were you hanging with us yesterday? Were you dancing? Around a Thriller?
I was a little bit, but not the whole time.
Okay, what do you think about this? We're kind of shocked because it was a super... We were like laughing and have a blast, and then we had to go up to the conference room and the energy level just dropped and then it all went down.
I mean, it sounds like the boss is a party pooper.
Right?
I would never want to go drinking with that guy.
He was just upset because he felt like he should not have been locked out of his own of the studio, and that's what it was like, the insubordination, I guess.
Yeah, but he should have looked at it as like, oh, people are loving this. You know, it's for a show. Let's do it. You know, let's make it funny. Let's make people enjoy watching our show and listening to us.
Right.
You would think you would have got more enthusiastic about people enjoying it than being all butthurt about the song playing that people were enjoying.
So you're against this one-day suspension of Joe?
Totally. I love Joe. Joe's the best guy to ever be on radio now other than Pork Chop.
Aww, that's so sweet. All right. Well, hopefully he'll be back Monday. All right. Thank you so much. Let's kick it to Amy. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
All right. Were you rocking out with us on Halloween yesterday, having some fun?
I drive a bus, so I listen to you all morning, every morning. I actually just met Liv the Web Girl the other day in the studio. She was leaving, and she did a video with me. I'm super fangirl and excited.
Yes, I
that's awesome.
That.
Okay, so what do you think about this whole thing? It is just, we were shocked that this got so out of hand and that Joe got suspended.
Yeah, I think it's bullcrap because you guys play the exact same songs on rotation all day, every day. So what does it matter? Like, I'm not going to lie, I wish there was some other Halloween songs, but it shouldn't be that big of a deal to where he gets suspended. Like, the boss should be fired because he plays the same songs over and over, if that's the case.
Dang, girl. Amy, how do you feel if I can get a hold of Joe? Do you think we should call him at home? Because he's, like,
yes.
really down and out. I feel like, I'm just going to be real. I thought he was going to cry when we were in that meeting. So why don't we try to give Joe a call? Give me two songs. We're going to get Joe on the line. I'm going to call him at home, okay?